This is podcast number 167 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson. Today, David Livingstone, I presume. I have a very short podcast for you today. I'm scrambling to get everything ready for a long-anticipated trip to the Emerald Island and then to Paris for a couple of weeks. But I wanted to let you know that another audiobook has been posted in mybelmond.com. It's the story of David Livingstone by Vaudier Golding, and if you don't yet know his story, this will be a great introduction, although I bet you'll want to learn more about this great soul. He was determined to open up the continent of Africa, or perish trying. No sacrifice, no danger, no illness was too awful to deter him. His purpose was this: he could not bear to allow the slave trade to continue, and he devoted his entire life trying to end it. He had a plan. He felt that if he could find the right waterways into the interior of Africa and could promote trade and commerce, this new prosperity could replace the lucrative slave trade going on. He originally went to Africa as a Christian missionary. He only converted one native to Christianity. Yet he did more to spread Christianity on the continent of Africa than anyone else. It wasn't by his preaching. He was a terrible preacher. It was by the conduct of his life. His heroic and relentless efforts caught the attention and the imagination of the entire European continent, the entire world. When he went missing for 6 years, Henry M. Stanley was hired to find him, no matter what the cost. He wrote, "No living man shall stop me. Only death can prevent me. But death, not even then. I shall not die. I will not die. I cannot die. Something tells me that I shall find him. And I write it larger. Find him. Find him." Stanley's courageous story is no less gripping. When the two men finally met, they became immediate friends. He wrote of Livingstone, "I challenge any man to find a fault in his character. The secret is that his religion is a constant, earnest, and sincere effort." Stanley could not persuade Livingstone to return to civilization, though. Livingstone would not give up his quest. Perhaps he felt he had failed in those last days of his life because his original plans to end the slave trade had not come to pass. The candle was still burning when his companions found him, not in bed, but kneeling at his bedside, with his head buried in his hands upon the pillow. The sad, yet not unexpected truth soon became evident. He had passed away on the furthest of all his journeys. He had traveled over 29,000 miles and covered a third of the African continent. But he died alone. At least no earthly companion was by his side. He died in the act of prayer. In his diary on his 59th birthday, he had written, "My birthday, my Jesus, my King, my life, my all. I again dedicate my whole self to Thee." God magnified his efforts. As the news spread of his death, the story of his life in Africa quickened the hearts of countless individuals who now desired to travel to Africa and inspired the movement that changed the face of a continent, including the end of the slave trade at that time. The study of Africa is incomplete without knowing the story of this remarkable man. It's amazing to see the influence one individual can have. Listen to his story in Month 8 under Africa at mybelmond.com. Bye-bye. See you in a couple of weeks.